Today on Gardening in a Minute, cactus. Cacti are easy and fun to grow. They'll tolerate neglect, but will thrive when given good care. They're also well adapted to the dry conditions found in homes. Cacti vary tremendously in size, color, shape, and flowering habit. They grow as upright columns, spreading clumps, or spiny spheres. They grow slowly, usually only a few inches a year. Most cacti lack leaves. The stem is fleshy or succulent and often has thorns, so be careful when handling. Never let your cacti stand in water. Waterlogged soil will quickly lead to rotting of the roots, and they generally like to be slightly pot-bound. Cacti prefer a sunny location indoors. If you're growing yours outdoors, be sure to protect your cacti from frost. Many cacti also have gorgeous flowers that are a nice surprise. For more information about cactus and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, miniature roses. Miniature roses are small plants that pack a lot of personality. Their flowers are small, about the size of a dime or a quarter, but come in almost every color of the rainbow. Given their colorful nature, it's not surprising that they're popular gift plants. But miniature roses need a high amount of light, so they'll perform best if they're grown outdoors. Try planting them in containers with a rich, well-drained potting media, or you can also plant them in mixed borders. Just be sure to place them near the front of beds so that they won't disappear behind other plants. By definition, miniature roses are small plants. They'll grow only 8 to 24 inches tall. With proper care, these little plants can be big stars in your garden. For more information about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, changing hydrangea color. Hydrangeas are fascinating because, unlike most other plants, the color of their flowers can change dramatically. And the fun part is that gardeners can control a hydrangea's flower color just by incorporating special additives into the soil. Hydrangeas that are planted in acidic soils will produce blue flowers, while those planted in alkaline soils will have pink flowers. The exceptions are cultivars that are genetically bred to be either pink or pure white. If your hydrangea is producing blue flowers and you want them to be pink, you'll need to incorporate lime into the soil. To turn pink flowers to blue, use aluminum sulfate. Remember that it may take 2 or 3 blooming cycles before the flowers reach the desired color and color intensity. For more information about hydrangeas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, topiary. Topiary is a specialized style of gardening where plants are clipped and trained to geometric or fanciful figures. It's the ultimate in garden whimsy. Topiaries can be made by pruning shrubs or trees into shapes, but today, the most commonly grown topiaries are built on wire frames. They are then filled with sphagnum moss and finally planted. Plant your topiary with English ivy, creeping fig, mondo grass, or many other choices. While topiary are interesting garden additions, they require a fair amount of maintenance in order to have them develop to their full potential. Once planted, the topiary needs to be thoroughly watered. Never let it dry out. Occasional trimming may be needed to keep them in bounds and maintain the look you intend. Add some whimsy to your garden with topiary. For more information about topiary and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, planting shrubs and other woody plants. Planting shrubs is a fairly easy, straightforward process. First, make sure you've got a good place for the new plant, taking into account its mature size, soil, water, and light needs, and other factors that might influence its growth. Dig your hole. Make it at least 1.5 times wider than the root ball, but 1 inch shallower. Place the plant in the hole and fill the soil back around the sides of the root ball, but don't put any soil on top of it. Now's not the time to fertilize, as it can burn the roots. Add mulch around the plant, but not on top of the root ball. To ensure establishment, water your new plant on a regular basis throughout its first growing season. For more information about planting shrubs and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.